Lumber River, North Carolina, flows into the Little Pea River just across the state border. So the Lumber River also flows into South Carolina. And then you have the PD River, which is part of the Yadkin PD Basin. It extends up into central North Carolina, and that flows into South Carolina. That's a fairly large river system. Those three rivers, their headwaters are in North Carolina, and so any significant rainfall that falls in those basins is going to be coming our way into South Carolina.
About how long does it take for water to travel from system to system?
Well, in the Little PD River and Lumber Rivers and the Waccamaw Rivers, those are low gradient rivers, which means they have very low slopes, and water tends to move fairly slowly through those systems. So any rain in the headwaters of those areas, it's enough to cause flooding. It could take days, several days or more, to actually reach and impact South Carolina. But that also depends on how much rain falls in South Carolina as well.